produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to our program, God Can, presented by Pastor Stanley Moodley, Senior Pastor at Faith Center Ministries International. This program will give you practical tips and foundational biblical principles to propel your life to new heights with Jesus Christ. Listen in now with your host, Pastor Stanley Moodley.
So today is a great day in the calendar of the church. It's the day of Pentecost. It's a celebration of Pentecost. It's exactly 7 Sundays from the resurrection. 7 weeks, bringing 49 days, and the 50th day being the day of Pentecost. The word Pente means 5, translated from its original text. Cost is got from the word koste, which is a Greek word, which means times 10. And therefore, we get 50. 50 days after Resurrection Sunday, after the church was born. And as we gather here today, and you know, when we take 7 weeks, and we take the scriptural meaning for 7 weeks, it speaks of completion. In other words, the task of the crucifixion, the task of Jesus giving his life for us, and the day of Pentecost has made all of that complete. It's a complete work. The complete work and the finished work of the cross of Calvary. So today, as we read the word of the Lord from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 to 4, I'm going to read this morning from the Strong's Concordance. So if you feel that there's certain things that's not in your Bible, it's because I'm reading the full concordance of the Strong's. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord. And the definitions from the Strong Concordance for the word accord means co-tribesmen, same country, complete, same in composition, like-minded, co-spirited, similar in sentiment, in one place. Now, they are listed because we must meet these definitions today. Verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Remember how he breathed on Adam, a creation, and he became alive. And it filled the whole house. You are God's house, where they were sitting in his rest. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. At that time, the body had not been formed. So the Spirit was equipping man as individuals to one day become part of his body. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. And God promised he would restore to man a pure language. Yet there are some that refuse it. as the Spirit gave them utterance, the evidence of the infilling. As we look to the day of Pentecost, for the many years that I have been in church, been in ministry, and the many people I have spoken to over this time, none, including myself, have experienced a day like the day of Pentecost. It was one of the greatest outpourings of the Holy Spirit ever experienced by man. Now, this was an experience because we have witnesses to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on that day. The first day that the Christian message was preached in this world was over 2,000 years ago. And this message is described in the book of Acts, chapter 2, as we have read. It was the Jewish feast of Pentecost, when many people had come together in Jerusalem. The Apostle Peter got up and proclaimed the gospel message that Christ had died, that he had risen again from the dead, and then ascended to heaven. He preached the message, and this Pentecost Sunday that he got into the crowds coming from the upper room completed the sermon, and that he has poured out his Holy Spirit that had filled the heart of those 120 people who were praying that day in Jerusalem. Then Peter said to the thousands of people who were listening to him, that's recorded in Acts 2:38, and these words, repent. Now we have considered what that means. And he says, and let each one of you be baptized, being immersed in water. That means to symbolize the break with the past, the burial of the old man, and the resurrection of being a new man. This is how Luke puts it for us in Acts chapter 2. Regarding the day of Pentecost and how the Holy Spirit came down. It preceded much prayer as they were in the upper room. We read initially there were 500, but people got tired because they couldn't wait to pray. We have had these 10 days of glory. We've had some wonderful messages spoken by our pastors. And we have also had two guest speakers that brought beautiful messages. But some of us got tired in the 10 days. Some of us dropped off even in the online. Like it was over 2,000 years ago, men and women are not totally consistent and constant. They get tired, they get fed up, they get bored. But let me tell you, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. If we wait upon the Lord, as we have read in Acts chapter 2 from 1, they were in one accord, one spirit, one body, being in one place, united. Listen, when we are united, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon us. This is how Luke describes the first Pentecost in Acts 2. It truly must have been an extraordinary event. And here are some 2,000 years later. We are gathered today in this ordinary place, in this ordinary community of people, in this ordinary time, in ordinary routines and in ordinary life. We gather here this morning. Over the past few weeks on a midweek service, we have left it to prayer and for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This past Wednesday, we have felt the power of God. Let me tell you, church, I want you to know today that in the presence of the Lord, there is liberty. And the Bible tells us that God dwells in the praises of his people. And I want you to know there's healing, deliverance, and miracles in the presence of the Lord. Amen. When we begin to understand that, we will begin to have a greater desire to want to be there. You know, sometimes I'm just sharing my thoughts. Now, I respect every one of you. I respect what you believe and what you don't believe. I respect how you take this COVID-19 and this virus and how you protect yourselves. I respect all of that. It is your responsibility to come or not to come to church. But as a pastor, now I just share my heart with you. And I just think, you know, if there was a desire for people to be at the midweek service, we would have one every day. We'd have a prayer meeting every night because of the desire of people wanting to be in a prayer meeting. Not because we don't have response. We have on Wednesday, and I think the last Wednesday, we just had a few people. But there's no hunger, no thirst. Now, that's from the past. I just see it from a pastor's point, right? You see it from your point. I'm not asking you to do anything extraordinary. You just see it from there because as a pastor, my Bible tells me, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all. So I believe what the word, now that's coming, and I want you to know that I love you with the love of the Lord. I never in my life and ministry have I ever spoke anything out of the word of God. And I'm not going to start now because I love you. And because I love you, I also want to share my heart on this day of Pentecost. Amen. Because he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I know that you say, wherever you are, the Spirit of the Lord is, whether you're at home, whether you, whatever you do, if you pray, it's the same thing. But the Bible doesn't tell me that. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together with the saints. David says, I went to the house of the Lord. David says, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving. I will enter his courts with praise. It didn't tell me I must sit alone in front of my, from a pastor's point of view. I'm just sharing from a pastor's point of view, from the word of God that I know and I read. Sometimes for many of us, the Bible is just a fairy tale story. The happenings of the Bible is probably just fairy tale. Maybe Pentecost was just a fairy tale for some of us. But the faithful, the 120, listen, we are no different to those. I mean, 500 went in initially. How many were left? 120. So, I mean, you don't blame us too, right? We're following what happened. It seems like forever removed, unreal, untouched by the world as we know it today. But that need not to be the case at all. The amazing good news is that Pentecost can also happen right here, right now. Yes, right in this church. It can happen amongst us. And I want you to know it can happen again and again. But it takes the unity of the church. It takes the unity of the body of Christ that we come together and call on the name of the Lord. How can that be when we don't hear the sound of a rushing wind or see tongues of fire dancing on our heads or able to speak in other tongues? We never heard or studied such thing. But I want you to know the question can be answered. We can begin to see how the Pentecost of the distant past is also happening again. Yeah, now, and even in our midst today, with the help of today's reading in the book of Acts chapter 2. And also when we look at the book of Corinthians, when Paul speaks in his first letter to the church at Corinth, Paul wrote several letters to this troubled congregation in this big metropolitan city of Corinth. From his correspondence, we can easily see how difficult life was in his troubled congregation. Paul declares, "No one says Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." We're all here by the grace of God. To put it simply, we all are beggars. We all are here through the grace of our God. We're all here and need to be on our knees, heads bowed, knowing that we don't deserve a thing, with our hands outstretched, trusting that God will mercifully bless us and forgive us. No one can claim greater rights, greater influence, or greater power because they have done something to deserve it. We can only dare to be righteous, to believe that our sins are forgiven, to stand tall, unashamed and unafraid in the presence of Almighty God because of what God Himself gave us through Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. Martin Luther says it well in those familiar words from his explanation of the third article of the Apostles' Creed in the small catechism, which says, "I believe that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to Him. But the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, and sanctified and kept me in the true faith." That we believe all, that we can dare to think that we are the very sons and daughters of God and claim a place amongst His holy people is not the result of anything we have done on our own or have accomplished on our own. We do it all, church, in the name of Jesus. It is all because of what God has done for us in Christ and given to us through the work, through the person of the Holy Spirit, church. Martin E. Brown, or Mary E. Brown, says this: "Pentecost means the glory of God's power and the power of God's glory. When the Spirit comes upon you and enters into you, as He came in that upper room, filling the house and those sitting in it, you too will know both the glory of God's power and the power of His glory, and worship Him." Worship Him. And as we read in the Bible, in the book of Acts chapter 1, verses 12 to 14, "Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James." They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and His brothers. We know that they waited for 10 days, but at that time, none of them knew. None of the disciples knew how long they would wait for the Holy Spirit to come down. One of them walks out of the door on the ninth day, saying that he is tired of waiting. Cannot wait anymore. He's going home in frustration. But I want us to know today, the Lord, as of old at Pentecost, "Thou didst thy power display with cleansing, purifying flame descend on us today." Power, power. The world is full of power. Military power, political power, economic power, industrial power. Our children's Power Rangers protect our planet from evil forces. Power plants dam up our rivers in order to send us electricity. The world is full of power. There is search and fight for power. There is struggle for power. But do you have this morning the spiritual power to become all that you are created to be and to do all that God wants you to do? In our last few lessons, in the last 7 weeks, on the study of the person of the Holy Spirit and the work of the Holy Spirit, we said it will bring us to the day of Pentecost. And as we come on this day, it is Pentecost. It is Pentecost. And when we look at this, the time of 2,000 years ago, time of flying of doves, blowing winds and flames of fire. It is Pentecost. It is time to feel the fresh wind of the Spirit and experience the surge of energy from on high. God never says you ought without providing the power that says you can. And let me tell you, it's the Holy Spirit power that enables us to speak the truth. When we have the Holy Spirit in us, the prophet Joel put it this way, your sons and daughters will prophesy. And the Holy Spirit helps us to see the truth about ourselves. Now, there are two mistakes we humans make about our lot in life. We narcissistically think we can do everything, or we ashamedly assume we can do nothing. He tells the others that they can wait if they want. Imagine his disappointment when he heard the next day that all the others in the upper room were baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire endowed with power from on high. Imagine some of them that waited 9.5 days. Imagine those that have waited 9 days and maybe 12 or 20 hours and then just got off on the 24th hour. How close they had been to the answer. You know, our problem is, like those on the day of Pentecost or that week that waited, is that we do not have the ability to wait on the Lord. We do not have the ability to trust in the Lord. And I want us to know today that when we give our all, when we wait on the Lord, miracles, breakthroughs will take place. The impossible will become the possible, because my God can, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, it shall be done. We give up too quickly. We get frustrated, and that's why our miracle misses us, because we do not wait. We're tired waiting. The Spirit which gave birth to the church, the Spirit is the power of Pentecost. It is a redeeming, sanctifying, and liberating experience which compels the people of God to reduce the things we have in difference rather than the things that we have in common. This is the Spirit of Pentecost, a Spirit needed in our churches and the world today. If you want renewal, maybe we should turn to the Old Testament, Zechariah 4:6. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. It's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, to have faith to believe for a miracle, you must have the Holy Spirit. Because without the enabling power of the Holy Spirit, our faith diminishes. You could have faith to believe in anything, not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Believe me, I'm not talking about hope now, because I believe in hope. I believe in the deep rivers of hope that flow through the soul. As the hymn goes, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I intend to proclaim that as long as life and thought and being lost or immortality endures, I want us to know today there's power in the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. I believe firmly on teaching the word. Many want just to experience the Pentecost. Let me tell you, if we do not fully understand the Holy Spirit, if we do not fully understand the workings of the person of the Holy Spirit, we will never know the operation of the Holy Spirit in our lives. As you raise your hands, church, hallelujah. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, dear Lord, you will touch your people this morning. Lord, they that are waiting for an infilling of the Holy Spirit, I pray, Savior, Baptizer, come upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, today that you will meet with the needs of your people in a special way. We say glory to God in the highest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Meet with your children. Keep them under the hallow of your mighty hand. Bless them, Lord. Guide them, protect them, lead them in every way of their life. So, dear Lord, I pray today, whatever the needs of your people are, I pray, dear God, that you will fulfill their heart's desires in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Bless their families. Meet with their needs. And dear Lord, as your children also bring in this morning their tithes and offerings into the storehouse, I pray, dear God, that you will bless their gifts. As your word declares, give and it shall be given. Shaken together and running over. I pray, Lord, that you would give to your children this morning and bless their gifts. And as we go to our various homes, we pray the blessings of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit upon each of us. Lord, we thank you for those that have waited these 10 days. Some have fasted and prayed. And dear Lord, I pray today that you will bless them. And Lord, as they would receive the anointing oil this morning, I pray, Lord, even as they would anoint their families on this day of Pentecost, as they would anoint their homes, we pray, dear Lord, for the fire of God to protect, to cover, to heal, to deliver, and set free. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
For more information about Faith Center Ministries International, call our offices on 031-464-5839. That's 031-464-5839. Or visit us at 341 Stella Road, Malvern.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.